I'm Tom Maloney with Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. It's Tuesday, August 18th, 2020. Stay tuned for the latest on the beach hazard warning in effect on Lake Michigan, a surprise trip to Indiana from Vice President Mike Pence, and another Democratic official is switching parties. But first, the body of a teenager who went missing while swimming in Lake Michigan has been found. The Times reports that Mohammed Obeid of Bridgeview, Illinois, his body was found late Monday morning in about 7 feet of water near a break wall by a Portage Fire Department diver. Department of Natural Resources Officer Terry Milifolge says the 16-year-old was among a group of 5 teens from Illinois swimming at the Portage Lakefront and Riverwalk. They were caught Sunday by a strong rip current and pulled under the water. Moth Nagy, 21, of Rockford, Illinois, was also pronounced dead after being underwater for an extended period of time at Porter Beach. He was rescued in the water, then brought to Porter Regional Hospital, where he died in the ICU, according to the Porter County Coroner's Office. Several other swimmers were rescued over the course of the weekend. A beach hazard remains in effect until 10 p.m. tonight along Lake Michigan, according to the National Weather Service. The hazard is for Lake and Porter counties in northwest Indiana and Lake and Cook counties in Illinois. Waves are forecast to reach 4 to 6 feet, with dangerous swimming conditions, including strong rip currents. Vice President Mike Pence made an unannounced trip back to Indiana to go to the site of Abraham Lincoln's boyhood home. The former Indiana governor flew into Evansville Regional Airport at mid-morning Monday, then traveled by motorcade to the Lincoln Boyhood National Memorial in nearby Spencer County. The memorial, which is operated by the National Park Service, announced it would be partially closed to the public Monday to provide security and ensure public safety during a filming event. Pence waved at a group of about 36 supporters who gathered near the Evansville Airport as his motorcade headed out. Another elected Democrat is switching to the Republican Party, this time in Lowell. Lowell Town Council President Mike Ruzicka said Monday, "I've worked well with both parties, Democratic and Republican, but I'm turning Republican today. The views of the Republican Party coexist with my views and my family's views." Ruzicka joins Hobart Mayor Brian Snedecor in the leap to the GOP, as Snedecor made his switch from the Democratic Party to the Republican Party last week. In sports, the Chicago Cubs host the St. Louis Cardinals for Game 3 of their 5-game series tonight at 7:15. The Cubs and Cards split their doubleheader yesterday and will play one more doubleheader tomorrow. The Cubs are 14-7 and in first place in the NL Central. The Cardinals are 5-5, good for third in the NL Central. The White Sox host the Detroit Tigers in Game 2 of their 4-game series tonight at 7:10. Chicago was victorious last night, putting themselves over 500 at 12-11, good for third place in the AL Central. The Tigers are 9-11 and in fourth place in the AL Central. The Northwest Indiana Oilmen fell to the DuPage County Hounds last night 5-3 as the Hounds raised the MCL Championship Trophy for the second time. Meanwhile, the Midwest Collegiate League has also named its all-MCL team, with 4 Oilmen represented, including shortstop Tyler Nelson, left fielder Nick Anderson, catcher Angelo Cantello, and pitcher Kyle Iwinski. In the NHL, the Blackhawks are in a win-or-go-home scenario again as they play the Las Vegas Golden Knights at 9:30 tonight. Vegas holds a 3-1 series lead over Chicago in the opening round of the Stanley Cup playoffs. In the NBA, the last time Miami and Indiana met in the postseason, a trip to the NBA Finals was on the line, and both franchises were clear championship contenders. Don't tell that to either club, though, with their looming first-round meeting isn't just as vital. The 4th-seeded Pacers and 5th-seeded Heat will face off starting today at 3 p.m. in an Eastern Conference first-round matchup. The rosters are almost entirely different from what they were in those 2014 East Finals between the two clubs. Looking at your Lakeshore weather forecast, tonight clear skies, a low near 55. Wednesday, sunny, a high near 79. Thursday, sunny skies, a high near 83. Friday, sunny, a high near 86. For Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM, I'm Tom Maloney. This has been your Midday News Update. Thanks for watching, and don't forget to share.